Today is Masechta Midos. What is today's daf? Does anyone know exactly? Lamed Vav, I think, right?
Lamed Vav.
And I'd like to just discuss some general general idea relating to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Masechta Midos obviously is all about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, specifically the Bayis Sheni. That's a very important point. The Bayis Sheni is very different than the Bayis Rishon, and is very, very different than the Bayis Shlishi. All of these things have to be learned in detail. There's an enormous amount to learn about the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon is not in the Gemara. It's not found in the Gemara. There are bits and pieces of the Gemara here and there, but it's Sefer Melachim. Melachim Beis, Perek Ches. Melachim Aleph Periches. And there's much detail. And indeed, Baruch Hashem, there are some fantastic svarim today that really delve into the details of the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni, obviously, Daf Yomi, this is an industry where there are Masechta Midos, it's all about the Bayis Sheni, and there is an enormous amount of material and resources available to teach and discuss the details of the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Shlishi is in Sefer Yecheskel, and Baruch Hashem, there are also some fantastic resources in Sfarim that also very recently have been published to make it easy to understand the details of the Bayis. The Bayis Shlishi is very different. And what's so interesting is, you know, you daven, so Shchitasan Bat Sofer, you always say, Kodshei Kodashim, Shchitasan Bat Sofer. I can't speak for others, but I don't think I'm that much off. When most people in their mind imagine when you daven the various karbonos, and even when you mention different things in the musaf of Yom Naroyim and of Shol Shugolim, most of us are programmed to think of the Bayis Sheni. Like you think, the Levim, where are they standing on the Duchan? You think, Shchitasan Bat Sofer. So we right away see the Tabos, the 24 Tabos, each of the Tabos was from Mishmah, we see the tables. It's etched into our mind the Tzura of the Bayis Sheni. But what's interesting is that's not really relevant. I mean, it's relevant because of Halacha, because this Torah, but that's not what's going to be rebuilt. What's going to be rebuilt is the Bayis Shlishi. And the Bayis Shlishi is very different. It's Shchitasan Bat Sofer means, if you study Yecheskel, there's a doorway. It's almost it's a staircase. It's basically, it's like Shchitasan Bat Sofer, the Bayis Sheni is a big, the whole Sofer of the Azara. That's not what it means. It's not the way it's going to be, the loss of love on the Bayis Shlishi. There's a certain entranceway on the tzafon, which is not that wide, which leads into a, almost like a chamber where the kohanim stored there. I don't remember the details where the kohanim, there was a structure right in that area, but the tzafon is like on a staircase coming down into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's very interesting why we don't train ourselves to think of the tzura of the Bayis Shlishi. Could it be that although there are svarim that do tell us the details, they present with pictures and diagrams what the Bayis Shlishi looks like, it's not necessarily accurate because it's really shrouded, it's all prophecy, it's nevuah, and a lot of it is mysterious. So we may think we really know what it means when we draw these images. It could be that we really are off the mark. We don't really exactly know what it looks like. So that's why the only thing that we can ground ourselves in something that is at least correct, at least was correct for a tkufa period of time, the Bayis Sheni. So we focus on the Bayis Sheni. But we should be aware that the details of the Seder HaAvodah, I mean, the general details are the same. There's Safon and there's Darom, but the way it looks when you're, it appears to be there's a lot. It's a lot more going on. Okay, the point I want to make though is I want to compare just basically say over a Grah, the Vilna Gaon. He has makes a fantastic observation, which I think brings out very interesting. So in the Beis HaMikdash, a difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, which teaches us how to look at two parts of the Mikdash. That I'm referring to is the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. What are the dimensions of the Kodesh, which is the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKodashim? Both the Bayis Sirishim, the Bayis Sheni, the length and width were identical. It was a grand total of 60 amos by 20 amos. From the beginning of the Heichal, when you're coming first into the Ulam, you come into this big, large area. It's very wide and narrow. I'm sure you all see the pictures, and you're learning this in Masechta Midos. And then after you come into the, you pass through the Ulam, you come into the Pesach HaHeichal. In the Heichal is the menorah, is the shulchan, is the Mizbech HaZohav. And that area is 40 long by 20 wide. Then, afterwards, you come to a separation. And after that separation, you enter into the Kodesh HaKodashim. What are the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKodashim? Both the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, 20 amos by 20 amos. In between the 20 amos, I told you it's not really accurate, it's really 61. Because in between the Kodesh HaKodashim, and the Kodesh, there is a 1 amo wall. So it's in truth, it's really 61 by 20. It's 40 by 20 for the Kodesh. There's a wall that's 1 amo wide, and that takes you into the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is 20 by 20. Okay? That is the same for the Bayis Rishon by the Sheni. Now, in the Bayis Rishon, going in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim, there was a door. There was a door. It was a wall. It was a solid wall made from stone. And in the middle, there was a door. There were real doors. And when you opened the door, there was a little parochas. It wasn't a big parochas. It was a curtain. Like today, we have a Sefer Torah. You open up. I mean, today, it really fits better like the Sfardim. The real Sfardim, the parochas on the inside. I'm sure you will notice that. The Sfardim, you go into a Sfardim shul, they have an Aron Kodesh. Big, beautiful doors. And when they open the doors, there is the parochas. The Ashkenazim, we have the parochas on the outside. And if we're lucky, there's a door on the inside. It doesn't necessarily have to be a door, but there's a parochas and there's a door. But the Sfardim really got it right. Because in the Bayis Rishon, there was a door. That's what it appears. Opened up the door. If it's Tznius, there was a parochas. Fine. In the Bayis Sheni, they did not have a wall, a solid wall with a door and a parochas separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim, but instead they had just one massive curtain. It was two curtains. It was a double curtain, because the curtain took the place of the wall. Was very thin. The curtain was a tefach, wasn't six tefachim, and because the wall is an amah, which is six tefachim, they put two curtains to mark the boundary of where the wall really should be. So in the Bayis Sheni, there were two massive curtains. And that's what you learn over here. There was no wall, two massive curtains, which went all the entire width of 20 amos, along the entire separation. Now the obvious question is, why didn't they build a wall? Why? What's the difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni? In the Bayis Rishon, there was a wall. And in the wall, there was a door. And in the door, there was a little curtain. In the Bayis Sheni, there was no wall. It was just two massive curtains, which marked the boundary, that boundary of that one amo that's separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh. And the answer is because the height of the ceiling was different. In the Bayis Rishon, now here's this is a very important point, an incredible grah. In the Bayis Rishon, what was the height of the ceiling of the Kodesh? 30 amos. 30 amos. That's Chazonishir, 60 feet. Pretty big, pretty massive. 60 feet, that's six stories. Six-story building is a pretty flappish. That's a pretty big building in Flappish. I don't know about it. Manhattan, Freedom Tower, but here, six stories is pretty tall. What was the height of the Kodesh? Feresh Apostle. Go look and say Sefer Melachim. 20 amos. So the Kodesh, or the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Hazav, is 40 by 20 by 30. Keep on going. Go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. 20 by 20 by 20 by 20 by 20. It was 10 amos shorter. 30 down to 20. Interesting. Kodesh, the Bayis Sheni, Masechet Midos, there was no difference. The height for the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim were the same. 40 amos in height. Kodesh, okay, so let's review. The Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, they had the same exact length and width. The Kodesh was 40 by 20. The Kodesh HaKodeshim was 20 by 20. But the ceilings were different. In the Bayis Rishon, the ceiling of the Kodesh was 30. The ceiling of the Kodesh HaKodeshim was 20. In the Bayis Sheni, the ceiling of both the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim was 40. And the Gemara says, being that the ceiling was 40 for the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, they couldn't build a wall. They couldn't physically build a wall to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, because they could not build a wall that's one amma wide, one amma thick, that can go up 40 amos. It's not going to survive. It's not going to last. It's not strong enough. There's not enough support. And they can't make it thicker, because you were not allowed to, because it had to be exactly 40 amos and 20 amos, and the only amount of space that the Torah allocated for the wall was one amma, so you can't go make the wall thicker. And so the best you can do in the Bayis Sheni was to have a curtain, two curtains, which mark where that one amma wall was. But in the Bayis Rishon, where the ceiling wasn't so tall, the ceiling just went to 30, and here it went to 20, so it only going until 20, there's already a ceiling supporting the wall, no big deal, we can make a real wall with a real door, and then within the real door, we'll put a nice little curtain in the real door. Okay, so that's the basic, so the basic layout between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. So what's the obvious kasha? Why? What's going on? Why did Shlomo HaMelech build with a ceiling of 30 and then drop down to 20 and build a nice wall, a nice door, a nice little curtain? And when it came to the Bayis Sheni, no, we're going to be different. We're going to have tall ceilings. 40 amos. Oh, I got a problem. Engineers tell us, doesn't go. You can't build a wall one amma thick and fit in that space. It's not going to work. So, no, we'll make curtains. Well, a nice big curtain, two curtains, thin curtains to mark off that separation. What's going on? So the Gross says an incredible chiddush, incredible and a brilliant observation, which opens up a whole new way of thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, let's say you're a chesha mishpat shayla. You go over to your friend. You say, "I know you're very good. You're in the business of construction. You're an architect. Or you're a contractor. I want you to build me a house. I want to build a house, and the lot is 30 by 20. That's the lot, 30 by 20. Build me a house, one story house, just one floor. I don't need anything fancy. One story house." 30 by 20. And they forgot to describe in the plans, in the contract, the height. Should the height be 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet? They just leave it out of the contract. Shemazels. They leave it out. And they go to a sign, they have lawyers, they sign the deal. 30 by 20, finished. And then all of a sudden, wait, we forgot, I'm paying you $100,000 for this little room, 30 by 20. We forgot to discuss the height. So what? They go to a din Torah. This one says, I wanted a tall ceiling. And the contractor says, no, today we don't have tall ceilings. It's not energy efficient to have tall ceilings. We have to have low ceilings. Lighting, there are code, you know, environmental laws, codes. I'm give you a ceiling of 7 feet. And he wants 10 feet, he wants 20 feet. You go to a din Torah. So what's the halach? So it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that in architecture, it is proper, it's fascinating, as the Gemara says, the height of a structure should ideally, okay, we're not talking about codes, environmental laws, ideally should equal half of the combined width and length. That's the ideal. Therefore, unless otherwise specified, at least in time of the Gemara, I mean, I don't know, if the dimensions are 20 by 30, so 20 plus 30 equals 50, 50 divided by 2 equals 25. Therefore, the contractor is obligated to provide a structure that has a ceiling of 25 amas. If it was given, if in the contract it was described that the lot is 20 by 30, automatically, unless otherwise stated, it is the duty of the contractor to provide a structure 20 by 30 by a height of 25. Half of its combined width and length. Now the Gros says with this we can understand the difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Rishon, Shlomo HaMelech built two rooms. He built the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh. They are two separate rooms. What are the dimensions of the Kodesh? 40 by 60. What is 40 by 60 equal? 40, a length of 40. What's the width? 40. What's the width? 20. 40 plus 20 equals 60. 60 divided by 2 equals 30. What's the height of the Kodesh? 30. Again, the Heichal is 40 long, 20 wide. 40 plus 20 equals 60. What is half of 60? 30. The height of the ceiling of the Heichal is 30. The Kodesh HaKodashim, what's the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKodashim? It's 20 by 20. 20 plus 20 equals 40. 40 divided by 2 equals 20. So the height of the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKodashim equals 20. Simple. That's what Shlomo HaMelech did. He built two different rooms. He built a Kodesh and a Kodesh HaKodashim. Each one has its own dimensions. Each one has its requirements. That's why the Heichal was, the height of the ceiling was 30, and the height of the Kodesh HaKodashim was 20. Comes the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Sheni decide, you know what? We're not building two rooms. We're building one big room. One big room. And in the one big room, we're gonna have a mechitza. We have a mechitza for the Kodesh HaKodashim. Like if you go to a hall, right? You rent a hall, and you have to daven. So you have the women. So you have one big room. You put up a mechitza. This is for the women. This is for the men. This is for the Ashkenaz. This is the Sfarad. This is the Chassid. It's one big room, and you put up a mechitza. You're not building in the Bayis Sheni. It was one big room. What are the dimensions of this one big massive room? It is 60 by 20. Really, it's 61. That's really the truth because you have that one. But let's put aside that one because we're not really taking that into consideration because it's 60 by 20. What is 60 by 20? 60 plus 20? 80. What is half 80? 40. What's the height of the ceiling in the Bayis Sheni? 40 across the board, even in the Kodesh HaKodashim. What's the Mechidah? The Bayis have Kodesh HaKodashim. The Kodesh HaKodashim is just... it's the back. It's the back area. It's one big room. In the back, we have an area for the Kodesh, but it's part of the larger room. So this is what the Gros is unbelievable. So now, what is the Gros really saying? Now, if you think about the Gros is saying there's a fundamental difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Rishon, there were two separate chambers. There was a hevdel, a massive difference between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. There's Kodesh, and there's Kodesh HaKodashim. In the Bayis Rishon, in the Bayis Sheni, it's not such a hefresh. It blends. One blends into the other. Being that one blends into the other, it's really just one big room. It's just that you have a mechitza, you have a hefresh, a partition. And to a certain degree, I think it makes sense because in the Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron, there was no Shechina, there was no Kruvim. It was an empty room. The Bayis Sheni was missing the Aron. There was no Aron. The Bayis Sheni, the Aron was Nignas. So what was in the Kodesh HaKodashim? Nothing. It was a place that was really a zecher. I mean, we assume the Shechina to a certain degree did rest. There was a dargah of Shechina was resting in the Kodesh HaKodashim. We can't deny that. But there was no aron. There was no kaparis. All these things were missing. It was more of a zecher for what used to be. Mela, this distinction between kodesh and kodesh hakodashim was lacking. And being that it was lacking, they, by design, did not construct a separate room for the kodesh hakodashim. It was just one big room of kodesh. We have a menorah, we have a shulchan, we have a mizbeach hazav. And there should be a Kodesh HaKadoshim with an aron, but we don't have that. So really, this is where it ends. This is where the Kedusha for us in the Bayis Sheni ends. It ends with the Kodesh, because there's no real Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in the design, in the construction of the Mikdash itself, it reflected that theme. It's one big room. It's one big room. The dimensions are 60 by 20, 60 by 20, so the ceiling has to be 40. It's 40 across the board. Yeah.
Then what does the Avodah, how does that affect the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol?
I don't. L'chaira doesn't. It doesn't. It's still a section. It's still.
You go to a shul.
Right. So he does it there. He does. Look, you're not allowed to daven unless there's a mechitza. Right. Just general. You're not allowed to. You have men and women. Right. Or it's actually you have a mechitza. So there's a mechitza. So there's one. There's a mechitza. You put up a little mechitza, and there's a separation, men and women. So you're in business. So y'all go into the room, and this is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a curtain. So this is our Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you're in business. The Kohen Gadol goes into this. It's called the Halacha Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he does what he needs to do. He sprinkles the blood, and he brings the Keteres. You're in business. Is it the ideal situation? Is it the ideal Kodesh HaKadoshim? Obviously not, because you don't have an Aron. Is it a Halachic? Yes. But the structure of the Mikdash reflected the fact that we don't have that Kodesh HaKadoshim. We just have one big room. And that is reflected in the ceiling itself of the Kodesh. It's a fascinating insight into the difference in the Bayis and the Bayis Sheni in terms of the Kedusha. Now I'll give you another example that illustrates this idea, but in a very different way. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, the menorah and the Shulchan. Is the menorah and the Shulchan facing this way? In other words, was it going from east to west? Or did the menorah and the Shulchan, was it from north to south? Like, you can picture yourself coming into the Heichal. And you go towards the end. Towards the end, you see the menorah and you see the mizbeach. Was the mizbeach horizontal? Was it facing this way, or was it facing this way? It's machlokes in the Gemara. There are two opinions in the Gemara. What was the direction of the menorah and the direction of the mizbeach? And it's nafkmin halacha when it comes to what's called the ner ma'aravi. Is the ner ma'aravi the center? Is the ner ma'aravi the second to last? The Gemara discusses how they were able to bring the lechem upon him. Speak to an interior designer. Let's say you go and you have a room, and there is there's another room. You come to one room, and after this room, you come into a lobby, and from the lobby you go into the next room. That's one situation. Or you have a room, and the next room, that's a closet, it's storage, it's off limits. Again, two different rooms, exactly the same. One room, behind it, leads into another room, inner chamber. And the same identical room in another place, the back is not another office, it's storage facility. How do you lay out the furniture? Bring an interior decorator and have them bring in a couch and a candelabra. Bring in some furniture and have them lay out the furniture in the room. If room A is an antechamber to another room, you're going to put the furniture sideways. So when you come into the room, the table is this way, the menorah is this way, it's almost instructing you, keep on going, go weiter. There's another room to go to. But if this room is the end, behind storage, that's where we keep the Pesach stuff, storage facility, you put the furniture like this. The furniture. You don't go over there. That's off limits. That's a different chamber. What is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What is the relationship between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? If the Kodesh is a gateway to go weiter, to to go further into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you put the kelim that way. No, if you view the Kodesh, that's it. Kodesh HaKadoshim is Hashem's place. Once in a while, you know, you have to get the Pesach dishes also, you know? There's a lot of similarities between Pesach and Yom Kippur. You also have to go into the storage facility to get what you need to get to go. But it's not our place. This is Hashem's Malkoim. It's not our business. Then the Kalim. What is the relationship between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Different Hashkafa. And the Hashkafa is reflected in how the utensils, how the interior decorator lays out the furniture in the room. So these are two ideas I want to share with you. One idea is, again, the relation to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which affects the ceiling. And that is an idea which I think is unique to the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, because that idea reflects the Kedusha, the lack of Kedusha, that is what's missing in the Bayis Sheni versus the Bayis Rishon. But even in the ideal state, where you have the Bayis, you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, still, when you do have a Kodesh HaKadoshim, with this full glory, and you have a Heichel, how do you relate to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Gentile, is it a back room, or is it a chamber? Is there a derech where we're coming closer? We are striving to come closer and also to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim to a certain degree on our Madrega. So these are just two different ideas in how we can. Now, one thing interesting is that the Bayis, this is something that's very fascinating. Once upon a time, I learned Yecheskel. We studied Yecheskel, the Beis Hamikdash, the Bayis Shlishi, in great detail. Spent a lot of time. And nowhere does it say in Yecheskel the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nowhere. It's missing. There are a lot of details, but in Halacha and in Drush, what's not said speaks volumes. That, right? We understand that idea with what you say and what you don't say. You know, you read an article, what did they leave out? What they left out, you know, that's all the gossip. That's all the Lashon Hara. There's certain people that they'll never write a biography about. A Haredi publisher will never write a biography about certain people, even though they were the greatest of the great, because they were so controversial, and every single period in their life involved so much controversy that it's impossible to avoid all the Lashon Hara, all the gossip, which will inevitably be stepping on someone else's toes. So why bother? If you're not from, you're not concerned with these issues, so of course, write whatever you want. But people who are sensitive to this are just going to stay away from this. Because what you leave out speaks volumes. In the Bayis Shlishi, there are a lot of these, but this, the height of the ceiling is not mentioned. There's no question that the Bayis Sheni has a wall. It says that the wall, in fact, is thicker. That's amazing. The Bayis Shlishi, the wall that's mafir between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 2 amos. Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, it's 1 amah. Bayis Shlishi, Teferesh HaPasuk in Yecheskel, the wall being mafrid between the Kodesh and the Kodesh is 2 amahs. Why do you need such a thick wall? Why do you need? So, right away, think of the Gemara, because the wall's going to go very, very high. But Adarabah, the wall doesn't have to go so high. If you're already having a wall, that obviously means the chamber inside is a separate chamber. Separate chamber, and it's 20 by 20, so 20 plus 20 is 40. 40, which means the height of the ceiling is only 20. Right? It's all you need. If you're having a wall, obviously it's a separate chamber. So 20 plus 20 equals 40. 40 divided by 2 is 20. So l'chor, the Bayis Shlishi, the l'chora, the Bayis Shlishi, the height of the ceiling should equal 20. But why then is the wall so thick? For a height of 20, you don't need such a thick wall. There's something going on. That's indication the wall is going to be very, very tall. But why is it very tall? So obviously there's more to it. There's more, look at the Mishkan. The Mishkan also we don't understand, because the Mishkan was curtains. And the Mishkan was 20 long by 10 wide. And a height of, what was the height? The height of 10. The Krushim were 10. Was 10. So it doesn't make sense either. Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 by 10 by 10. But it was 10 by 10. 10 plus 10 equals, it was 10 by 10, 20. Oh, that makes sense. The Kodesh HaKadoshim Taka makes sense. The Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan was 10 by 10. 20. 20 divided by 2 is 10. What was the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? 10. Perfect. What about the Heichal? Here it doesn't work. The Heichal was 20 by 10. 20 by 10 is 30. 30 divided by 2 is 15. What was the height? 10. Doesn't work. The rule doesn't work in the Mishkan. So what's going on? So maybe you'll see an oil is different. It's not a structure. It's an oil. It's curtains, crushim. I don't know the answer. But you see, the rules, this rule, the Gross says this, for the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Shein, that's a structure. The Bayis Shlishi is very mysterious. Very mysterious. Why is the wall doesn't say the height? And the width is double. Mishkan, the Kodesh Kodashim works. The Heichal doesn't work. So there's something mysterious going on here, which is, there's a Gemara also. Gros observation is brilliant. This is I once told this to a Talmud Chacham who knows everything. And the person I was speaking Mashal Shuras and there's a Talmud Chacham there. There's nothing he doesn't know. And I told him, he never heard this Gros. He was like, wow, I never heard this, because this is a fascinating Gros. He never heard this before. I also would never heard only an accent. I also only found that a bit by accident, but something to think about. Okay, so we'll stop here. Have a nice day.